As rain started lashing Ekurhuleni this afternoon, as well as the greater part of Johannesburg, it may bring some relief from the drought as the water crisis around Johannesburg, Tshwane and Ekurhuleni continues. The city of Ekurhuleni imposed water restrictions on residents with considerable fines for non-compliance. As the city says, the restrictions are due to the persisting heat waves sweeping through Gauteng and the displaced or delayed seasonal rains, which has caused acute water supply interruptions in part of Ekurhuleni. We speak to Ekurhuleni spokesman Themba Gadebe. Themba, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What restrictions have been put in place in Ekurhuleni in particular?
Well, we have been monitoring the situation since the Gauteng province experienced heat waves and the delayed seasonal rains. We have noted that our reservoir remains critical, and we think there's a delayed behavioral change in terms of the usage of water sparingly. This has forced us to implement the restrictions in order to ensure compliance, but more importantly, in order to ensure that we control and stabilize the water demand. As a result, we had said that there are two critical areas we need to look at. One was the filling of swimming pools, and two was the use of irrigation system for gardens or usage of hose pipes and sprinklers. And we thought if we can be able to arrest these two areas, we will be able to keep our reservoirs at acceptable levels until the situation has been lifted. This is not a permanent situation, however. It is a temporal situation, and a time will come where we'll lift these restrictions upon residents. We are saying to the residents, those that are not able to comply, private households, they will be liable for 6,196. For businesses, it's just more than, just above 12,000. And we believe that these measures will ensure that at least we are able to sustain the water supply until the situation has turned around.
Yes, now these are huge fines that you've put out. Is it anyone that does not comply will be liable for this massive amount? Is there any detail on this?
Yes, anyone that does not comply will obviously be liable. What we are doing, we are making a call. We have been communicating using the mass media, but we've also communicated to the household directly through a bulk SMS. So we rely on neighbors, we rely on communities to spot people and report them to us so that action may be taken.
Why are there such difference between the fines that you can impose and the fines imposed, for example, in Johannesburg, which is just over 2,000 rand?
Well, for us, we did not pick up any behavioral changes, and we thought we need to act decisively in order to bring about change. I think the mentioning of 6,000 has got to do nothing else but to change your behavior. And that has been officially promulgated by the Ekurhuleni, the approved tariffs. But it's mainly meant to have a knock effect in our psychology as the users of water in the city of Ekurhuleni.
Yes, now it has been raining from about 3 this afternoon. Will this change the situation for the moment? Is it possible for the restrictions to be lifted, or is it wait and see?
I think it's too early for now. It's a wait and see. We need more rains on our side in order for us to be able to change the situation around. But we also, even post the crisis, we want the behavioral change to be permanent.
What can each and every one of us do to save water at our homes and businesses?
Well, mostly we are asking residents not to use fill up swimming pools, not to use irrigation systems. Be considerate when you even washing your teeth, don't allow the tap to keep running. We encourage residents to use grey water for other things. We encourage residents to store even the first cold water that comes out of the shower before you jump into a warm shower. We encourage residents to use the same amount of water for the cup of tea that they want to do. Little things that may have an impact in our water supply. So those are the things we, and most importantly, there are leakages that we that we find everywhere in our households or street meters. We are saying residents must be able to report those to our call center, which is 0860-543-000. We have teams on standby ready to attend to leakages so that we collectively are able to deal with the situation.
Yes, so undoubtedly efforts are underway. We appreciate your time this afternoon, Themba. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
That was Themba Kgajebe speaking to us about the 6,000 rand fine that is being imposed by Ekurhuleni for those who do not comply with the water restrictions, bringing us on to 22 minutes past 5.